Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Oh, I had the best weekend.
Good.
I did. Road trip with a husband. Whole day long date. You know how I love to go road tripping.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't get to go as far as I used to, but we did. Discovered a fabulous new vineyard in the area. Posted about it if you want to do a road trip too, right? And so just had a great day of adventure. I love doing that, just stopping on the side of the road, like pointing the car in a direction. And then about halfway there, you pull out TripAdvisor and see what's to do there. And you just end up doing the coolest stuff. You don't know how the day will end. I love doing that.
Yeah, that is a blast. That's good.
Yeah.
Spontaneity.
I learned it from one of my cousins in Europe before there was TripAdvisor. We would just point the – we used to spend months hiking around Europe. I had this great job where they could only afford to pay me like 8 months out of the year. And I worked for this couple who owned this newspaper, so they would pay me the months of the year.
Right.
Yeah, and then, you know, 8 or 9, and then I would hit the road. So, and I did that once with my cousin. It was absolutely fabulous. But I learned it from my cousin Andy. Point the car in a direction and go. And back then we didn't have TripAdvisor, so we had to, like, you just ask the locals, what's the best thing to do here? And we would have had an absolute ball that way. So, okay, here's how cool this is, right? So my husband and I do this on Saturday. End of the trip, he says, let's buy a lottery ticket. Right? He's always doing this. He thinks he's going to win the lottery, and I'm rolling my eyes, but I'm not going to tell him no, because it's fun to him, right? Yeah. Mostly it's a form of entertainment. So we do. We buy a lottery ticket. We win almost the exact dollar amount we spent for the day, so it was free.
There you go.
$70.
So it was a wash. That's great.
It was a wash. So, yeah, fabulous weekend. And enjoyed the global warming weekend there.
Yeah.
That was not warm. Wasn't warm at all.
No.
Did you see the weather forecast?
Yeah, it's going to be some absolutely frigid weather on the way here. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking right now, Tuesday, high of 52, low of 23.
Yeah.
So, you know, I pulled up my handy garden temperature averages map. Normally, we don't see weather that low, those kind of lows, until at least December here on average in Greenville. Yeah. So we're about a month ahead. And I don't know. I like the Washington Post headline the best. Hundreds of records could fall in this week's impressively cold snap.
Yeah.
The Arctic blast set to engulf the eastern half of the lower 48 next week will make mid-November feel more like mid-January. Mm-hmm. Between Sunday and Wednesday, temperatures will sink to levels 15 to 30 degrees colder than normal from the plains to the east coast. So you're feeling that. This is really early.
Yes, it is.
Normally, the strawberry patch doesn't get tucked in with peat moss till, you know, maybe about first week of December, but I had to do it a month early this year. So I noticed that stuff. It's interesting to me.
And when was it? Was it 2-3 years ago, maybe more, when we had that snow on Halloween? It came up on my little Facebook thing the other day because I had taken pictures of it, and we had snow on Halloween, October 31st. And I can't remember what year it was, but it's been, you know, a few years back.
Wow, I believe you. I just don't remember that.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't huge, but it was a snow.
Unbelievable. Well,
any snow in the upstate is, you know.
Is noteworthy, yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, the left just doesn't quit with this. Headline, CBS, climate change could end mortgages as we know them. They report on this global warming weekend.
Oh, great. I guess
record lows.
So what? They're not going to offer any more long-term 30-year mortgages because the world will have be gone by then?
You're laughing, right?
Like, of course, that's probably what they're saying.
That's what they're saying.
Exactly, yeah.
The San Francisco Fed. Anybody surprised it's the San Francisco Fed?
No, not one bit. Not one bit.
Climate change could punch a hole through the financial system by making 30-year home mortgages the lifeblood of the American housing market. Effectively unobtainable in the entire region across parts of the U.S. I'm sorry, what? Because they're frozen over?
Yeah, their assets are frozen.
They're frozen. Yeah. What the? It's going to get so hot. Dude, I love how they do this.
Financial meltdown.
24 hours before announcements, we're about to hit record lows. Yeah. We're having January weather in November. And what from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco? Hurry now, run like the wind to get a 30-year mortgage. Because these things are going out of style. You know what they do? You know why they did? They do this to mess with millennials' minds.
Get them while they're hot.
Yeah, right. Let me assure you, my husband's in the real estate business. 30-year mortgages ain't going anywhere.
No.
There is nobody even remotely considering. I showed this to my husband. He died laughing. He's like, you're right. Okay, whatever. Fake news. I mean, it is, though. It's fake news.
It is. It absolutely is.
The housing market, CBS writes, doesn't yet factor in the risk of climate change, which is already affecting many areas of the U.S., including flood-prone coastal communities, agricultural regions, and parts of the country vulnerable to wildfires.
Okay, if we're all going to be gone in 30 years, let's just do away with retirement funds. Let's do away with Social Security. Let's do away with college. There's no point in getting an education if the world's going to be gone, so let's just enjoy the time we've got left. I mean, if you're going to follow this logic, which there's nothing logical about it, that's the next natural progression. You know, why worry about retirement? We're not going to be here. Why worry about education? We're not going to be here. So let's just enjoy the time we've got left.
Do you know, Lee, I learned this from Greenville County Schools. It was very helpful. Do you know why there was so much manufacturing in North and South Carolina? I mean, early mills, not the ones we think of from like the 70s, but I mean, early mills, this place has been known and had the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
There is a drop-off in about the middle of the state, and it runs like a fault line almost. It's I forget what they call it, and I just try to look at it, and I can't remember what it is. But it runs through about the middle of North Carolina all the way down through the middle of South Carolina, and it's a drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens at that drop-off is the water literally drops off. It's pretty massive. That's why one of the reasons you see so many waterfalls in North and South Carolina. They would build mills on this and harness the power of the water running, right? From the mountains down to the coast. And that's one of the reasons there were so many manufacturing center.
Right.
I mean, before the modern boom, back when you had to really depend on water to power your mill.
Yeah.
And that was the reason for that. And the reason the drop-off is there is that's where the ocean came to.
Used to be, yeah.
The middle of the state.
Right, yeah. That's
called the fall line.
Thank you. The fall line.
And that's why it's so sandy starting about Columbia.
Producer Chris, appreciate you kicking in this early. I know that's not in your contract. Yeah, he just gave me a salute. Yes, that's why. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, if you've ever driven out to the coast, right, just use your common sense. You've driven out to the coast. You are like a dang hour away from the place when you start seeing sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
How you think it got there?
Yeah.
Flooding on the coast. Give me a break. It's just like as if the coastline has never moved.
Yeah.
These people, but they scare people. People believe this, Lee.
Yeah, I know. That's not just climate change. There's all kinds of other issues and areas and policy in this country where the left is trying to scare the voters into, you know, fearing the president, fearing our foreign policy, fearing climate change, fearing economic collapse, fearing trade wars, tariffs, all this stuff. There's just nothing but fear mongering going on by the left wing media.
And the only thing they're not afraid of is the stuff you actually should be afraid of.
Yeah.
Like these same people are effecting a coup right now against the president of the United States by their own admissions, not me.
Yeah.
They first used the word 10 days after the president was elected,
right.
We found out last week. Now, so if you want to sit around and worry about something, trust me. You'll be able to get a 30-year mortgage 10 years from now, and 20 and 30 and 40. So that's not a thing you need to be worried about. The fact that they're trying to overthrow the president in a coup by their own admission, worry about that. We'll talk about that coming up next, by the way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yep, by midweek, USA Today forecasting 148 daily record lows, currently forecast to be broken. We're going to hit a low of 24 tomorrow night here in the upstate. That doesn't usually happen till December to mid-January on this global warming week. 148 record lows are currently forecast to be broken tide or come within 1 degree between Tuesday and Thursday of this week. That's a prediction of the National Weather Service Weather Center, Weather Prediction Center. Record lows are expected across the South and Midwest on Tuesday when parts of Texas could drop to 16 degrees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? You know what you got to love when you read this? They don't mention climate change anywhere in this. But wait till we get, we'll have some balmy period this winter, too. We'll have, you know, an unusually warm period. That always happens. And guess what? There'll be global warming, climate change. They'll forget all about the record low. They do this every year. So they manipulate people. So what they do. All right. We have our first genius text of the day. I love this one.
And now, the Tara Show. Genius text of the day on 106.3 WORD.
Despite the record-breaking cold forecast this week, San Francisco Fed raising the alarm. Climate change could end 30-year mortgages. Got to get a 15-year mortgage because, as we know, the world is ending. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Texter writes, these days, over a 30-year period in California, your house will is virtually guaranteed to burn down. At the rate we're going. Texter writes, also called the Sand Belt. Yes, thank you. I memorized that twice, the Sand Belt. I appreciate it. With my kids. It's usually third grade, fourth grade geography. Text, right? Since we'll all be dead soon, I might as well get that beach house yacht and quit going to the gym. Yeah, why not? Text writes, hey, Tara, the seas are not rising, and if we are not careful, America may capsize. LOL. Sure, why not? Text writes, but my climate change, Tara. Yeah, well, you'll have to do without that. Get yourself another cup of coffee. You'll be okay. All right. Where to begin? Oh, my. Did you realize the state of things right now in the United States of America? This is what we have come to. We have not, and it's so easy to get caught in the weeds with shampeachment that you don't see the forest and the historic nature of the times that we are living in right now. For instance, I mean, just one example. We just had the minority leader of the House, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader of the House, not a conservative radical. Wish he was more of a conservative. He's at best a mushy moderate. Kevin McCarthy. Well, no, I know he sounds good on Fox. Look at his voting record. It'll stand your hair on end. At best a mushy moderate, Kevin McCarthy. Beloved by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
saying, accusing the head of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee of plotting an act of coup to remove the president. Think about that for a minute. This isn't Louis Gohmert, not Jim Jordan, not Nunes. It is the highest ranking Republican in Congress, the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, going, yeah, they're running a coup. Now, you're listening to this, you're one of my liberal trolls, and you're like, oh, well, you're rolling your eyes, right? Yeah, these are just right-wing talking points. No, dude, we actually got them from you. The lawyer for the whistleblower, 10 days after Trump is inaugurated, writes that they have a coup plan, they're going to remove him from office, there'll be an impeachment, and that CNN will play a key role, and gosh darn it, we are right there right now. Yes, you guys used the word coup first, which is why you're terrified we will publish the name of the whistleblower, because then people will begin to understand the mechanics of the coup when they look at his background. Here's Kevin McCarthy. Folks, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, nobody said, are you kidding me? 2 years ago. All right, 2.5. People were not talking like this except on talk radio. They weren't. Here's Kevin McCarthy, folks. Historic times.
And now he's fighting the whistleblower from coming forward. Why is he doing that? Is it because we found out that he met and the staff met with him? Is it because we found out now the whistleblower's attorney had tweeted that the coup had started, that impeachment will follow ultimately, that he predicted this attorney, that CNN will play a key role? Maria, it is clear now more than ever. This is a calculated coup, and it is being orchestrated by Adam Schiff. We are watching him orchestrate a takedown of a president after we just celebrated 30 years of taking down the Berlin Wall.
Again, his source, not right-wing radio, not Fox News, but the lawyer, Mark Zade, for the whistleblower, who, when he's not recruiting deep state whistleblowers, is busy working with John Podesta at the Madison Foundation. You know, Hillary Clinton's chief fundraiser and chief of staff for him. But, I mean, other than that, it's all on all above board. It's he's just a patriot, this whistleblower, who happens to know all of Hillary's top people and wind up in pictures with them. But, I mean, I'm sure that's totally a coinkity. Strange times we live in, folks. How do you think this all ends?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texter writes, I wonder if brain balance works with adults too. I'm sure I had this as a child. I hated to read and couldn't focus. I still have issues. Yeah, get a test for a tracking disorder. See if you have it. I talked about this a lot at the beginning of the school year last year. And I mean, I had so many parents texting me. Their kids in the car were going, that's me, mom, that's me. Especially boys, I don't know why. When we took my son for treatment for his tracking disorder, there, you know, a lot of other kids there at the vision center getting treated too. And, vast majority were boys. I don't know why this is, but it is. And a lot of them end up in special ed when they really are quite smart. They just, their eyes don't work together. And it is the wildest thing. And it, even the Greenville County school system right now, if you go through their testing for kids, and this is, I'm not knocking them, this is not unusual. It's just the school systems and even a lot of private testing are so far behind the science of this. It really is a problem.
and they missed it. And we had thousands of dollars of testing. Greenville County Schools offers free testing. Then we did some on our own and couldn't figure it out. The kid was so smart. You could tell he was the smartest of our three kids. You could tell. We'd joke when he was little he was going to be the brain, right? He was going to be science club all the way. And now we are just kind of like, what? He could barely read? How? Why? And so it's been a long journey. But, yeah, and I like to talk about it because I know there's people out there that if I could reach them, they can get their life back, especially kids who can't figure out why they just can't do school. And that may not be the answer for you, but it can be life-changing. It really is. And again, one in five boys in special ed just has a tracking disorder. That's all they got. That's all they have. And all it means is one muscle in their eye is a little weaker than the other muscle. And what happens when you have that is that the words bounce all over the page. It'll stay in one place. And you don't see in 3D. And I'll never forget watching them put... at the vision center that we went, took him about 7 months to fix it for him, putting this thing on his head. It looked like Space Explorer. Almost made it look like a robot. They put it on his head and he saw in 3D for the first time. And his jaw just dropped open and they love to watch kids the first time they put it on him. And his jaw just dropped open and he was just reaching out into the air like in wonder because he'd never seen the world in 3D. And if you haven't seen the world in 3D, you don't know what the world looks like in 3D. One of the things with these kids, to get your kids tested for this, potential tracking disorder too, is that as they get older, the words get smaller. And as the words get smaller, your eyes strain more. And as that happens, you'll see kids who are good in sports, maybe kindergarten, first grade, second grade, they get worse and worse and worse. And you're like, why can they not catch the ball? Because literally going to school and reading the small words will make it worse. It's a lot more common than people realize. And it is a real danger for them once they hit 16 to drive because they are all kinds of messed up on their depth perception. And in the vision center where I took my son, they would say, you know, when we diagnose somebody with this who drives in, like a 16-year-old kid, drives in with his driver's license, we call mom and say, you know, you may want to pick him up. He can't see in 3D. You don't want him to drive home. So just something to check out. If you have that kind of child, I'm just such a passionate advocate for this because I know what it did for my son. We would have never found this if we hadn't talked to Brain Balance. I don't mean this is an advertisement. I just know parents are listening and you're in the heat of school right now. We just finished the first quarter. You may be frustrated with your child. Why can't he read? Why is he so far behind? No matter how hard we work, we don't seem to get anywhere. Could be it. Texter writes, I hope the great communist news network CNN falls like the Roman Empire. Yeah, me too. Texter writes, serious people in real countries don't respond to coups by going on Fox News to own the libs with facts and logic. All these talk show tough guys need to quit calling it a coup if no one is going to respond in kind. This kind of weakness is how coups succeed. What a great point. What a great point that is. And they go on there and they call for a coup and then the Fox News host says, well, you know, what should we do? Well, you know, we need to be able to call our own witnesses in the coup. That's it. Well, yeah, Schiff won't let us call witnesses. So you want to participate in the coup. You just want to call your own witnesses. Yeah. Okay. Our site just doesn't get it, do they? All right, Gil in Taylor's is on the phone. Hey, Gil.
Hey, I just want to make one statement or question here. Last week, some of the Democrats were saying that the whistleblower has been receiving death threats because of Republican stubbornness. And I was wondering, how can an anonymous source get death threats when he's anonymous and nobody knows who he is?
We talked a lot about this, Gil, and thank you for your phone call. He's not anonymous. His name's Eric Charamella, and he's all over the internet. You want to Google him, C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-A. Everybody knows who he is. Remember that picture of all the Obama staff just devastated to learn Trump had won, and they're standing there, like on the steps of right outside the White House? I don't know if you remember that. And there's Susan Rice is in it and all that. He's standing next to Susan Rice in that picture. And the look on his face is like somebody just died. And then his attorney tweets, 10 days after Trump is elected, they're going to take him down in a coup. He uses the word coup. I mean, so it's not my word. It's their word. And we're going to impeach him. And don't worry, CNN will be a big part of it. And here we are. I mean, they told us what they're going to do. I don't know how much more evidence we need.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it just me, or does it seem like every other person now is gay on television? All right, maybe like every third person. Look, no. I am all for diversity. I really am. If you listen to the show and you are gay, yeah, look, the only requirement to be a part of our family is that you want to be free. And that you love your freedom. And that you don't want government ramming their, whatever it is this week, agenda down other people's throats. You just want to live free. You want to self-determine. And you don't want anybody in your way holding you back. That's cool. But manipulating a country is not cool with an agenda. Did you see this last week? Okay, let's just look at this. What percentage of the U.S. population is gay? If you watch television, you would think like 40%. They actually had a poll on that not too long ago. People thought roughly a third of the population was gay. No. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA School of Law, they study homosexuality and its effects on the law. About 3.5% of the adult population in the U.S. is gay. Want a bigger number? Largest ever poll on this done. Over 300,000 people polled. Actually, 340,000 U.S. adults polled. It's done by Gallup in 2017. They came up with 4.5% of the U.S. population identify as LGBT. 4.5%. Okay. Well, we just had the highest ever LGBTQ representation on television. 10% of characters, this is in broadcast primetime. So it's not counting like Netflix or Amazon or anything like this. It's broadcast primetime. 10% of the characters now gay. So that is roughly twice the population. It's not good enough. What? No, there aren't enough. There is not enough representation. The organization GLAAD, is demanding that 20% of series regular characters must be LGBTQ by 2025. Now, so for those of you in Common Core math, that's 1 in 5. 1 in 5. So that would be roughly, if we use the higher Gallup number, 4 times. The rate of their representation in the population. Now, look, I don't have any problem with having a gay character on a show. But I do have a problem with manipulation and propaganda. And that's what this is. They are demanding this and threatening boycotts if we don't get to 20% by 2025. GLAAD President Sarah Kate Ellis says television plays a crucial role in our culture when it comes to changing hearts and minds. She adds that according to the study, less than a quarter of Americans have a close friend or family member who is transgender, which means many Americans learn about trans people from what they see in television, movies, and news. Yeah, because there are hardly any trans people. It's a tiny percentage. It's like, what, 1.3% of the population? That sounds high, honestly. A quarter of people don't, and they, right, they say this like, well, it's because, you know, the quarter of people don't have a friend or a close friend or a family member who's transgender. As if, you know, they could, because they're everywhere, but they just choose not to because they're biased. I don't know any transgender people. Like literally because I don't see them anywhere. Because there hardly are any. And that's the honest to God truth. And again, that's from Gallup polling, not me. Texter writes, on another note, can we take a moment to appreciate this beautiful sunrise? It's gorgeous. Sure, why not? There you go. Texter writes, Tara, as far as I knew, Senate and House has a sergeant in arms to enforce law and order. Wouldn't a coup fall in there somewhere? I don't know. I think that's more Well,
Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, schools are awful. The kids call each other gay and other things. We are removing our son from public schools and would advise everybody else to do the same." By the way, you know, I talk about this all the time, too. When it was shocking, the most popular kids in my daughter's fifth grade class, I mean the whole class, not like her immediate classroom, are gay. They were kids coming out as gay last year to be popular. And then after achieving popularity, they go back to boyfriend and girlfriend pairing up with different sex kids. Girls and boys together after announcing they're gay. Now, people do this to be popular now. I mean, so the idea that there's this wall of resistance, this is what this is doing in the popular culture.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.